Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 2nd. A freezing rain warning for Grey Bruce is not expected to be as bad as this past weekend. It's followed by a rainfall warning as the temperature rises into the double digits tonight. We could see up to 50 millimeters of rain and localized flooding in low-lying areas. Conservation authorities have flood watches in place for river systems. A quick note about roads brought to you by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. There is a collision on Highway 6, which is closed in both directions between Gray Road 9, Varney, and Letterbreen Road, Southgate Township Road 8 in Letterbreen. While many roads in the area are listed as bare and wet, some icy conditions are reported on Highway 26 between Owen Sound and Collingwood and around Durham and Hanover. Visibility can be poor at times around Dundalk and Flesherton, where it's looking snowy and icy at times as well. Three men facing charges in the death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman have a preliminary hearing in Scotland tomorrow in their extradition cases. A spokesperson for the Scottish Courts and Tribunals Service confirms to Bayshore Broadcasting News a preliminary hearing is scheduled at the Edinburgh Sheriff Court Thursday morning for Robert Evans. He's charged by police in Canada with manslaughter in relation to Rahman's 2023 death. Robert Busby Evans and Barry Evans, both charged with accessory after the fact, are also due at the preliminary hearing in Scotland Thursday. A full hearing in the extradition process for the three men is scheduled for next month on May 29th at Edinburgh Sheriff Court. Rahman was assaulted outside his restaurant, The Curry House, in downtown Owen Sound in August 2023 and died 1 week later from injuries he suffered. He was 44 years old and left behind a wife and a young daughter. Police say the assault was related to a dispute connected to the restaurant. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a formula for reciprocal tariffs on any countries that have tariffs on U.S. goods. He presented a chart today showing the percentage of tariffs on various countries, describing them as kind reciprocal tariffs, saying they are not the full extent of what the U.S. could charge. He also announced 25% tariffs on all foreign-made automobiles starting at midnight. Trump also took aim at Canadian tariffs on U.S. dairy, but it's not yet clear what measures he'll put in place. Liberal leader Mark Carney is not campaigning today. He's been in closed-door meetings about U.S. tariffs, and we may not hear the result of that until tomorrow. On the campaign trail, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh talked about protecting Canadian workers from Trump's tariffs by improving EI, increasing insurable earnings, and improving benefits. He says the NDP would stop U.S.-based corporations from stripping valuable assets from Canadian plants after receiving taxpayer-funded bailouts. They'd also incentivize value-added processing in Canada, like refining raw materials domestically. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has a message for Donald Trump. In a speech today, he said, if you keep attacking our economy over the next 4 years, under a Poilievre conservative government, Canada will become completely rebuilt as an economy that is no longer reliant on the Americans for everything. He said America will have lost its greatest trading partner and best friend. Students from across Grey Bruce are competing in the regional science fair today at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center in Owen Sound. Chair of the Blue Water Regional Science and Tech Fair, Heather Weber.
Students are really thinking more about the problems around us and creating innovations and different strategies to help solve problems.
Over 175 students between grades 7 and 12 set up their projects to vie for a spot to compete in the nationals this summer. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 273 points to 25,307. The Dow Jones is up 235 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.9 U.S. cents, down 0.05 of a cent. And the price of oil is $72.12, up 92 cents a barrel. In sports, the Blue Jays are going for a sweep of the Washington Nationals this afternoon. Tomorrow, the Jays are in New York for the start of a 10-game road trip. In the NHL, a key battle between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Florida Panthers tonight. The Leafs are 3 points up on Florida atop the Atlantic Division. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Ottawa plays Boston in the OHL playoffs. Game 4 in the Sioux Greyhounds-Windsor Spitfire Series. The Spitfires are up 2-1. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack hosts the London Knights at the Bay Shore in Game 4 of their Western Conference quarterfinal series. The Attack need a win to extend their season and force Game 5 in London Friday. Checking the forecast. A freezing rain warning for Grey Bruce is not expected to be as bad as this past weekend. It's followed by a rainfall warning as the temperature rises into the double digits tonight. We could see up to 50 millimeters of rain. Localized flooding in low-lying areas is possible, and conservation authorities have flood watches in place for local river systems. The temperature rising to 11 degrees by tomorrow morning. A few showers to start Thursday, windy at a high of 15. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.